Hello, I am Leanna Broome and this is my show Healing by Nature on Oystermouth Radio. I am a consultant medical herbalist. I practice from my clinic on Gower called Herblands. I hold consultations Monday to Friday and I give advice on health. I prescribe mainly herbal medicine to my patients. I also dispense spagyrics, aetherium, spirituous waters and flower essences, and I sometimes use essential and fixed oils topically, and occasionally I advise creams, poultices and other natural remedies. I'm a good listener too. On my Healing by Nature show, I talk about all natural healing methods and lots about nutrition. The aim is to help people to achieve overall good health to enjoy their life. I promote healthy food as daily medicine and advice on cooking methods, and I advise and give suggestions on lifestyle adjustments and how to achieve them. The information I've provided is meant to inspire and contribute to knowledge and not to replace consulting with a professional healthcare practitioner such as myself when it is required. Today's subject is how to have a baby, addressing male and female fertility issues. Now, we all know how babies are made, but what if you're not getting pregnant? In my practice, I see dozens of couples every month who are struggling to achieve a pregnancy. It's always beneficial to see the man and the woman, as quite frequently it can be the man's sperm that is not 100%. Approximately one third of fertility problems could be the male side. One third could be on the woman's side, and the remainder is either both, a bit of both then, or for another reason. It's estimated that one in seven couples in the UK have problems getting pregnant. Yes, it's known that the world is heading for an 8 billion population, but still, when a couple want a baby, it's heartbreaking when they cannot. It's always prudent to arrange for tests to be carried out to ensure that there's no structural physical reason stopping the process, such as blocked fallopian tube or tubes, or another anatomical reason. And it's good to rule out any gynecological reason or anything causing it, such as the thyroid, adrenals or ovaries not performing. It's also advisable to have various hormonal tests for the woman and sperm analysis for the man. And then you can have a clear picture of what needs to be corrected. Now, modern life is full of endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, and xenoestrogens. These are in our daily lives, and they are usually in man-made products such as plastic, pollutants in the air, our water, hormone replacement therapy, and the birth control pill lurking in the water, and the pesticides in the soil that our food grows in, industrial preparations such as weed killers, triclosan in antibacterial soaps, and many other things. They're in the additive preservatives and chemicals in processed foods, and guess what? They're in our personal care products, our cleaning materials for the house, our clothes, women's makeup and skin care. These are just some of the things EDCs are in. It's a whole subject on its own. So pre-care and preparation for both would-be parents is what I suggest for the best chance. And what does this preparation entail? How long can it take? Well, if we have time, I like to say at least 3 months. But 6 is even better. And that's preferable for the best of chances. I really prefer to have at least 3 months, as any time span less than this would be less likely to have a chance of achieving success. And preparation can also give you a better chance if you decide to have IVF in combination with herbs. What is this preparation that may give you a better chance? Well, you could eat a healthy diet, one of the most important natural fertility treatments options. As with most conditions, is to eat a proper healthy diet and avoid processed food totally. This is to recalibrate digestion and to detox the liver. Take fertility promoting supplements, good for both of you to take as part of the fertility program. Limit stress, either dump it or take up yoga, tai chi or whatever helps you focus and step outside the stress. And get more sleep and lots of rest. Take time for yourself. Exercise to balance hormones and keep your circulation moving. Remember, movement is life. detox the body, the liver, and then make the gut healthy. Balance digestion so that more nutrients are being absorbed, and this will help to strengthen the reproductive system. Balance the hormones, improve the quality of the woman's eggs, and three aspects of the male sperm. And what are these aspects? Well, we're looking to improve the motility of the sperm, that's how fast it can travel, the morphology of the sperm, that's the size and shape of it, and the sperm count, that's how many they are. Refashioning your diet, both food and drinks, better nutrition via food and certain supplements is advised because food is not as nutritious as it used to be. Since the 1940s, the agriculture has changed and soil is lacking in nutrients and is also full of chemicals. Permaculture is not considered much these days. And these are the dietary changes I suggest. Also, always endeavour to eat organic foods as pesticides affect estrogen and your other hormones. Drinking lots of clean filtered water every day between meals, though not with meals, as this will dilute the digestive juices. Eat oily fish such as wild caught salmon, mackerel, herring, or if you're a vegetarian, eat linseeds or take the oil. Almonds are good too, and these foods are rich in omega-3s and help to regulate ovulation and improve egg quality. Other sources of protein are legumes, eggs, quinoa, nuts, seeds and vegetables. Good old bone broth. I love good old bone broth. It really is good for everything. Chicken broth contains wonderful nutrients and helps digestion, bones, immunity and skin. But it just improves everything in the body. Foods containing vitamin E to help the hormones balance and for the endocrine system as a whole. Nuts, seeds and avocados are all high in this. Foods rich in vitamin C can increase sperm production in men and help the ovulatory process in women. Foods containing vitamin C can help to absorb iron. Citrus fruits, kiwis, strawberries and peppers are all high in this. All women are told to take folic acid because it helps to prevent birth defects and builds new cells. And foods that contain this are green leafy vegetables, citrus fruits, sweet germ, and some beans, legumes, whole grains, and nuts. I like to advise pumpkin seeds for men, especially as it's excellent for the male reproductive system as they contain zinc. And I recommend sunflower seeds for both the male and the female. Evening primrose oil will be part of your fertility supplement program. It contains high levels of gamma-linolenic acid, which is an essential fatty acid. It's known to boost fertility because it increases the cervical mucus and helps to strengthen the uterus. Aim to eat mainly vegetables, salads and fruit. Good quality protein such as oily fish, eggs, beans and a whole grain foods, nuts, seeds, tahini paste, good oils such as coconut oil and avocado oil, both great to cook with. Eat cultured or fermented dairy foods such as kefir, organic goat's butter, feta cheese and use milk cheese. You can drizzle cold-pressed virgin olive oil on salads. Conventional dairy products contain too many hormones, which affect the hormones for pregnancy and antibiotics, which disturb the microbiome and the hormonal system in both men and women. By the way, if you don't like dairy, drizzle tahini on your salads, soups or vegetables. It's delicious and full of calcium. Also, how you cook your food's a factor. Absolutely avoid microwave cooking at all costs. Steaming vegetables instead of boiling, roasting veg in coconut and avocado oil instead of olive oil. Eating regularly and keeping hydrated, cutting down on sugar will help you keep your blood sugar levels nice and balanced and will not overtax the pancreas. And herbs to rebalance your hormones via the endocrine system, not only to get pregnant, but to help the pregnancy along. So it helps before and during. Healthy reproductive health will help the ovaries to function more efficiently. Limit stress as it affects hormone levels by affecting the hypothalamus, the pituitary that controls the adrenals and the ovaries, and men can be greatly affected with stress too. And if you feel stressed, take up meditation or find a yoga teacher that can help with breathing exercises and specially adapted postures. Even going for a walk is wonderful. It just helps you chill out and get things all back to square one when you're feeling good. Please avoid any processed foods as they make the body toxic and increase inflammation, which affects the reproductive process. And too many grains that may affect cortisol and estrogen. Explore ancient grains and wheats instead. Just take a look at it and just research it a bit. It's a fascinating subject. And refined sugar, avoid that. We all know how this affects us. Low fat foods usually contain sugar to make them tasty to replace fat. And they've got many more calories too, the wrong ones, which can affect blood sugar levels. So just eat the normal fat level foods, and we need oils and fats in the body to keep us healthy. Remember that. Alcohol should be avoided at all costs for both the man and the woman, and so should caffeine. Caffeine can cause hormonal problems, and lots of research shows this. I also advise my patients to decrease caffeine intake, as it really can cause havoc with the hormones, especially in larger amounts. And alcohol and caffeine can reduce your chances of getting pregnant by 50%. Yes, it's as much as that. A supplements program, as well as foods to improve the quality of the eggs for the woman. You cannot increase the number of eggs, but you can improve the quality. And a supplement program for the man is important too. Both entirely different, by the way. There are some things in the supplement program that are similar, but the man and the woman need different supplement programs, and it's all very individual too. Now, the Chinese believe that the diet and lifestyle of the parents at the time of conception affects the overall constitution of their child, and that can be for their whole life. So this preparation is very important. And I would advise altering your lifestyle to prepare for pregnancy. Some of these factors, as well as healthy or unhealthy diet and avoiding alcohol, are cutting out coffee, and not surprisingly, giving up smoking, conventional medications if you can. Perhaps check with your doctor, but possibly if you can, do without them, because it makes the body very acidic. Make good lifestyle choices, such as regular exercise and even adopting an overall positive attitude. Being aware of minimizing the toxins that are around us daily in your makeup, your skincare, your cleaning products, your mobile phones, as well as the food and water I spoke about earlier, the air we breathe in heavy traffic areas, heavy metals, EMFs in electrical appliances and wireless appliances, such as our computers, mobile phones and phones generally, and computers should be banished from the bedroom and definitely not be charged in the same room as the one you're sleeping in. Exposure to smart meters, power lines and similar are all best avoided. Fertility tests and investigations if they're needed. We can all work together. Sometimes the woman may have conditions such as polycystic ovarian syndrome, fibroids, pelvic inflammatory disease, which can involve chronic inflammation, even a blockage in the fallopian tube or tubes. Or it could be endometriosis. So any of these will have to be corrected. Now, testing for hormonal levels can be very informative, and the sperm motility, morphology and the numbers of sperm in relation to fluid, they're all very useful to know, and herbs in a formula are very effective for these health issues, and for men, the additional supplements are very helpful. Occasionally, there may be a problem that may need surgical intervention. So combining conventional and natural medicine and IVF sometimes is needed, but my thoughts are that the aim is to have a healthy baby in your arms. And letting go of anxiety. It's well known that some women get pregnant if they stop thinking continuously about it. There are lots of cases of women who adopt and become pregnant. I'm sure you've heard of cases like this. I like to use Vitex agnus castus, as it helps to balance the hormones via the pituitary gland, which is the master gland of the endocrine system. It controls the thyroid, parathyroid, thymus and the endocrine part of the pancreas. Adrenals, ovaries and testes. And the pituitary works in conjunction with the hypothalamus gland, which is responsible for the status quo within the body. Vitex agnus castus, very unique herb, and in all the materia medicas, it's the only herb that works in this way. It's to be taken in the morning, and everyone needs their own individual dosage according to their case history. It's taken in the morning as the pituitary has a 24 circadian rhythm, and this is the most beneficial time to take it. Herbs to help fertility. Vitex agnus cassis, as previously mentioned. Liver herbs such as dandelion root to cleanse the old hormones from the liver to enable new hormones to be produced and stored. And it's like spring cleaning. Chinese herb Angelica sinensis and Renshin for men can be wonderful tonics, though not for everyone. There's no one size fits all. Ayurvedic herbs are good as reproductive tonics. Ashwagandha for men to improve all aspects of sperm production and to help ease stress. The endocrine system and the immune system are all helped as well. And it's an all-rounder and it's brilliant for both men and women. Excellent for balancing cortisol levels and stabilizing blood sugar. Asparagus racemosa, or Shatavari, Ayurvedic name for it, for women, is one of the most important herbs in Ayurvedic medicine for dealing with problems connected to women's fertility. It's a soothing tonic that acts mainly on the circulatory, digestive, respiratory, and female reproductive organs. The root is alterative, antispasmodic, aphrodisiac, demulcent, diuretic, and it's taken as a remedy in the treatment of infertility and loss of libido. Threatened miscarriage, menopausal problems, hyperacidity, stomach ulcers and bronchial infections. Externally is used to treat stiffness in the joints. Now, the root is used fresh in the treatment of digestive problems. The whole plant is used in the treatment of diarrhea, rheumatism, diabetes, and can support brain health. Although this is not to do with fertility, I just thought I'd let you know that because I just think it's a fantastic herb and it's one of my favourites. There are other herbs, but it's important to consult with a medical herbalist trained with NIM who will be able to give you safe and proper guidance. And just to say that Vitex agnus castus is a kind of Mediterranean herb. It grows in the Mediterranean. So I use herbs from all over the world and I kind of cherry pick out of Materia Medicus. And most important herbal tea in the last 6 weeks of pregnancy is raspberry leaf tea. Studies show it can strengthen and tone the uterus by acting as a tonic and shorten labour and fewer babies being delivered with the aid of forceps, which is always good. It's also wonderful after pregnancy to help with healing your body and to help with nursing. So it helps everything go back into place and it helps with the actual delivery as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful herb, raspberry leaf. And it's also great for men's hormones and they will feel the benefits. It's a very useful reproductive tonic that can improve testosterone levels in men, including raspberry leaf tea as part of their daily diet. Will detoxify their bodies from artificial estrogens that we can all consume and come into contact with daily. So not only with pregnancy and getting pregnant, it will also help the male reproductive system afterwards. And not most people equate raspberry leaf tea with just the woman and just before having a baby, but it's actually good other times as well. So other facts to consider are cesarean babies do not get the benefits of the beneficial bacteria for their microbiome when they are not born via the birth canal. So this is something you can put right afterwards and ask your herbalist about how to do that. Breastfeeding babies is very beneficial because a substance called colostrum that is in breast milk for the first few days helps immunity ongoing. Now, the Chinese believe that a woman should stay in bed for a month to regain her strength after the strenuous exercise and the enormous task of a 9-month pregnancy and giving birth. And these days, though, that is generally not the case for women. I believe that a lot of women try and get back to normal too quickly with ongoing problems that it can bring. Now, carrying baby boys takes much more energy from a woman than carrying baby girls. Today's useful tip, freeze lemon slices, as this is a substance called limonoids, which is a natural compound. Research shows lemons and other citrus fruits have lots of health benefits. Now, this works best for organic lemons and unwaxed lemons, of course, and you can also freeze them whole and shred or grate the peel and sprinkle on sweet and savoury food. And the taste is outstanding and contains more vitamins than the juice and also is detoxifying for the body. Try it. It's absolutely wonderful. And video for inspiration, this programme is called The Face of Birth. And it's about childbirth all over the world. It's described as a film with vital information for anyone given birth in today's world. Now, I will leave you with a last thought today by Elizabeth Stone. It's very profound. Making a decision to have a child is a momentous decision. It is to decide forever to have your heart walking around outside your body. As a consultant medical herbalist, I take a case history and evaluate what is causing your symptoms. It could be digestion, and I would find out what aspect of digestion it is. After I've helped you heal your digestion, the herbs can be used to target the problem that brought you to see me. But often your own body is now in the self-healing mode. Everyone is entirely unique, like a snowflake. We all need an individual eating plan, supplements and herbal medicine formula. My years of experience can determine this for you. I treat most chronic diseases that will take you to the doctor for help. Women's health, fertility, male and female, men's health, skin problems, bone issues, any chronic disease, unusual conditions, and cancer support is available too. We all need good health to enjoy our lives. We will be partners in a common goal to get you well. So I will need your cooperation to achieve this. And so together we can transform your health and help you reclaim it. I use the herbs as troubleshooters to help the body detox and rebalance. By taking responsibility, this will empower you to manage your own health and be in charge of your body and health and not have to depend on anybody or any medication ultimately. You can find me on www.leannabroom.co.uk or on Facebook, Leanna Broom Medical Herbalist. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. Bye bye for now and keep well.